Container gardening is gardening in small spaces. Flowers and containers liven up a deck or porch. Containers are mobile. Move them as they grow, and the seasons change. Containers conserve water. The first step is to pick the container. The choices are abundant. Pick glazed pottery to match the deck furniture. Use terracotta for a natural look. Plastic pots molded to look like Southwest-style pottery. Wooden troughs or barrels stained to match the deck. Over the years, we've built up an eclectic collection. A little bit of all the styles. Second is the soil. Any potting soil will do. Some dry out quicker than others. Some are heavier. Match the soil to the plants and the way you water. Use polymers to stretch the water you use. Polymers are crystals that turn into a water-holding gel. They keep the soil moisture more consistent. Some potting soils already have polymers mixed in. Next is the fun part, the plants. Color, texture, shape, and size are the palette of the container garden. Contrasting colors creates a dramatic planting. Complementary colors blend and flow. Traditional spikes offer an upright, sharp texture. Some ornamental grasses can do the same. Large leaf plants add tropical texture. A mix of tiny leaves or flowers are contrast to large leaf plants. A rule of thumb is don't use anything taller than twice the height of a container. The bigger the container, the bigger plants you can use. In 18-inch pots, small shrubs or trees can be planted. We use window box planters on the deck railing. They add color and privacy to our outdoor eating area. Large container gardens are scattered around the patio. Smaller containers fit on the front porch. A couple of shade-loving containers fit in the shady corner. Some veggies love containers. Basil and peppers love the warm roots containers provide. Bush tomatoes thrive in sunny spots. Mix veggies and flowers for eye-catching, tasty containers. Try a few easily maintained container gardens this season. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.